So I talk a lot about DRM and about good responses to DRM, P2P, basically how companies can adjust to the 21st century. You know, I gave a talk last night at the museum, at the Sci-Fi Museum, on leading up to the Pioneer Awards, where I talked about two kind of ways of two, I guess, logical fallacies of the technology world. One is one that comes from my family's Soviet history. You know, my dad was born in a refugee camp in Azerbaijan to my grandmother who'd fled Leningrad and my grandfather who'd fled White Russia. My grandmother used to say this, still says, of the Soviet era, that they would say, you know, jam yesterday, jam tomorrow, no jam today. You know, yesterday we had it pretty good. Tomorrow they tell us we'll have it pretty good. Today, not so good. Yesterday we had terrorism, but we had fundamental civil liberties, due process, the human dignity of not being cavity searched at the airport, and so on. Today we have terrorism. We don't have any of those things. Tomorrow they tell us we won't have terrorism. Not really clear on how we get from no jam today to jam tomorrow. The other one is the South Park Magic Underpants gnomes problem, which is, you know, if you're familiar with the episode, they have a character who his underwear is going missing, and he sees gnomes stealing his underwear in the dead of night. He sees gnomes stealing his underwear in the dead of night. No one believes him, but he eventually tracks them down to their underground lair, where he calls them to account for having stolen his underwear. And they have a big sign on the wall that explains this plan for world domination, and it says, step one, steal underwear. Step two, and it's blank. And step three, profit. And you know, the gnomes keep asking the gnomes, why are you stealing underwear? And they keep saying, well, it will be profitable someday. And they keep asking them to explain it, and they're incapable of explaining it. You know, eventually they get the gnomes to realize that there is no step two on their sign, that step two is blank. And, you know, we have this thinking coming from the Recording Industry Association, where they, you know, step one, go from a world where 80% of the recordings ever made were not commercially available to a world where 100% of them were available through Napster, essentially without having to spend any money on getting them together. Of course, artists weren't getting paid. Step one is respond to that by suing all of the members of your audience who used to buy CDs and have stopped, and then taking all the ones who still buy CDs and treating them like crooks by wrapping your CDs up with DRM that restrict their legitimate expectations and customary uses. Step two, not sure what it is. Step three, a chastened America returns to the mall to buy the CDs that they have given up before. And, you know, pointing this out to businesses that they don't know what step two is important. Because, of course, they're money-making entities. And if they can't get to step three, and, in fact, if step one is keeping them from getting to step three, then they need to rethink it. So I talk a lot about underpants gnomes and jam